Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our Peter Haskell has been following today's hearings. Peter, it seems Rudy Giuliani is right in the middle of the controversy.
Right. The way it's been described by the witnesses, you've got the regular State Department folks and Foreign Service people telling the president one thing, and that is basically the new president brings a new breath of fresh air. He is looking to crack down on corruption. And then there's Giuliani on the other side. And according to Kurt Volker, Giuliani is basically feeding conspiracy theories to the president.
The problem was that despite the unanimous positive assessment and recommendations of those of us who were part of the U.S. presidential delegation that attended the inauguration of President Zelensky, President Trump was receiving a different negative narrative about Ukraine and President Zelensky. That narrative was fueled by accusations from Ukraine's then prosecutor general and conveyed to the president by former Mayor Rudy Giuliani. As I previously told this committee, I became aware of the negative impact this was having on our policy efforts when four of us, who were part of the presidential delegation to the inauguration, met as a group with President Trump on May 23rd. We stressed our finding that President Zelensky represented the best chance for getting Ukraine out of the mire of corruption it had been in for over 20 years. We urged him to invite President Zelensky to the White House. The president was very skeptical. Given Ukraine's history of corruption, that's understandable. He said that Ukraine was a corrupt country full of terrible people. He said, they tried to take me down. In the course of that conversation, he referenced conversations with Mayor Giuliani. It was clear to me that despite the positive news and recommendations being conveyed by this official delegation about the new president, President Trump had a deeply rooted negative view on Ukraine rooted in the past.
And that prompted John Bolton to refer to all of this as Rudy's drug deal.
Peter, a couple of witnesses this morning expressed great concerns about a July 25th phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine. What was that about, and what are we hearing now?
Alexander Vindman and Jennifer Williams both testified they were troubled by the call. They found it improper. Basically, the president was saying, we're not giving Ukraine its aid until or unless it investigates Joe Biden and his son's link to a Ukrainian company. Tim Morrison, in his testimony, had a slightly less suspicious take.
Mr. Morrison, you listened to this call on the 25th, is that right?
I did.
Where did you listen from?
The White House Situation Room.
In your deposition, you testified that the call was not what you were hoping to hear. What did you mean by that?
I was hoping for a more full-throated statement of support from the president concerning President Zelensky's reform agenda. Given where we were at the time with respect to the overwhelming mandate President Zelensky's servant of the party people had received in the Rada election.
So he was supportive of giving up the aid to Ukraine, but he wasn't necessarily sure exactly what the holdup was about, and so his take is slightly less suspicious.
Peter, what are we hearing from the Republican committee members so far today?
Well, it's interesting. Up until about a week ago, the Democrats were saying this was a quid pro quo, seemingly to make it more understandable to the public. They've been phrasing it as bribery or extortion. So Devin Nunes, who's the ranking member on the committee, he's the Republican, he asked the witnesses about this.
TV ratings are way down, way down. I don't hold it personally. I don't think it's you guys. But whatever drug deal the Democrats are cooking up, here on the dais, American people aren't buying it. I know you both answered this in your opening statements, but I just want to bring a little more clarity to it. Mr. Morrison, I'll start with you. Did anyone ever ask you to bribe or extort anyone at any time during your time in the White House?
No, sir.
And you were the top person for Ukraine in the White House, correct? At the NSC level?
I would argue Ambassador Bolton would be, but...
Reporting to Ambassador Bolton.
I was a senior official, yes, sir.
Ambassador Volker, you have a storied career. We're very thankful for your service, and you were the special envoy to Ukraine.
That is correct.
Did anyone at the White House ever ask you to bribe or extort anything out of anyone at any time?
No, sir.
We should note this is not the first time that Devin Nunes has referred to the attractiveness or the popularity of this hearing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.